I'd like to talk today about the importance of your feet. And the message is taken from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, which reads, "After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, 'Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to gift them to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses.'" If ever there was a part of the body that is underestimated, it's your feet. That feet play a major function in the success or failure you're going to have in your life seems to be a reasonable, logical conclusion. They take you to where you need to go so that you can communicate with others. And your feet also help you to stand in difficult times to keep your balance before you are able to move on. In the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 9, we read, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Be conscious that wherever you may go, that God is with you, and that He will never leave you or forsake you. Our opening scripture is God's promise to you and me. Every place that you place the sole of your feet upon, that's what God will give to you. My prayer for you is that you will be conscious of the importance that your feet play in whatever success you're going to have. Psalm 23 verse 4 says, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. It is an unbelievable privilege to be consciously aware that as a believer in Christ, wherever you walk, He walks with you. Because whatever shoes you have on your feet, He has them on too. In Romans 10 verse 15, listen to what God's word says. "And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news." Wherever you go, use the opportunity to spread the gospel. Be an ambassador for God, for that's what you were called to be. There are those who say that they go by bus, or by train, or by bike, or by plane, etc. However, whatever mode of transportation you use, your feet are going to get you to that bike, get you to that car, or get you to that bus or plane. Then when you reach that plane, you need to take you to where you're going to. Your feet have to take you to meet the person that you need to meet and communicate with. Now, sometimes your feet will take you into enemy territory, as we read in Romans 16 verse 20, which says, "The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you." It is necessary for you to understand that the God of peace will only crush Satan under your feet depending on your attitude towards good and evil. Have the right attitude of heart and mind towards God, and He will enable you to crush Satan under your feet. You see, it is not your feet that does the leading. It's your inspired faith in Christ that leads you, and your feet which takes you to where you need to go. So as faith comes by hearing the word of God, the application of that faith will need your feet to take you to where you need to get the job done. I am reminded of the time when the disciples saw Jesus walking on the sea. During the early hours of the morning, they were troubled because they thought it was a ghost. Immediately, Jesus told them not to be afraid. Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water." And you know what happened. As long as Peter kept his eyes on Jesus, he was okay. But as soon as he took his eyes off of Jesus, he started to sink in the water. We can learn a lot from Peter's experience. In order to walk by faith, you need to keep your eyes on Jesus, as mentioned in Proverbs 4, verses 25 to 27. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths for your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil. Your feet is one of God's many amazing gifts which He has blessed you with. They enable you to develop a sense of balance, then a sense of direction, and help you to go and fulfill whatever task that awaits you. No matter how daunting that task may be, the reason that you are here is because God has a plan and a purpose for you. I want to share with you a poem by an anonymous writer. Listen to this. One night I had a dream. As I was walking along the beach with my Lord, across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One belonging to me and one belonging to the Lord. After the scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back on the footprints in the sand. I noticed that at many times along the path of my life, especially at the very lowest and saddened times, there was only one set of footprints. This really troubled me, so I asked the Lord about it. "Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the saddest and most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me." He whispered, "My precious child, I love you and I will never leave you. Never ever. During your trials and testings, when you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. Thank you, Lord." And my prayer for you is that you will fulfill whatever He has in store for you, and that you will be conscious that your feet will play an instrumental part of fulfilling His plan for your life. God bless you, Pastor Philip.